Mortgage companies are lying about your mortgage payment, and they're taking money right out of your pocket. You think you're saving thousands of dollars with this mortgage payment strategy, and they refuse to apply it to your loan. In this episode, we're going to discuss the disgusting practice of withholding your payment so mortgage companies make more money and leave you holding the bill on this episode of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things. Welcome back. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things and my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. As a certified private wealth advisor professional, I have never seen this in all my years of experience. And this is just disgusting. Hopefully by the end of this episode, I can help you overcome this mortgage strategy to keep you poor and keep them rich. If you're like most investors, you want the most house for the least amount of money. Now, I've done several podcasts on how to reduce the interest you pay on your mortgage, no matter the interest rate, sometimes taking off 7 or more years without paying any additional money. But what this mortgage company did is going to rip off millions and millions of investors. In those podcasts, I talk about switching from monthly payments to biweekly payments. It better aligns with how we get paid and make sure that those extra payments actually go to paying down the principal faster and avoid more interest charges. Yes, you're putting more money toward your mortgage, but it's going to save you in the long run. So why am I so upset? The reason is because I was reviewing a client's mortgage statement. And obviously I look at the interest rate, I look at the term, I try to figure out how many more years they have left to pay, what are their payments, how much is going to principal, how much is going to interest, and come up with a strategy how we can take extra money that they may have during the month and apply it to their mortgage in order to save them money. Well, one of the first things I always talk about is switching to bi-weekly payments. It's going to make sure that we don't overwhelm ourselves by trying to do a lump sum at the end of the year. We simply could take our mortgage payment, divide it by 12, and make a principal-only payment for that month. And at the end of the year, you have a payment that goes straight to principal. But in this situation, watch this. First of all, the process to switch from monthly payments to biweekly payments was very difficult. First, you had to stop autopay. So if you're already on monthly payments, you had to turn it off first. Then you had to pay 1 month in advance. So not only are you paying month to month, now you have to make this payment in advance before you even start. Also, you have to submit new documentation. They want to know your routing number, your account number, how to take it out, when to take it out. And I'm thinking, why is it so difficult? If I'm already on auto payment, why don't you just switch it on your back end to switch it to biweekly payments? At first, I thought it was a little weird until they declined my client changing to biweekly payments. Now, the declination wasn't because they didn't want them to go to biweekly payments. It was because they couldn't, quote unquote, find the account number. Now, that's confusing because if you're already doing auto pay, the accounts are the same, the routing numbers are the same, all you're doing is changing how you pay. I don't get how you can't find the account number. That was the first red flag. Second, we noticed there was something on the bill called unapplied funds. Now, I'm like, unapplied funds? What is that for? I call customer service and say, listen, we see this section that says unapplied funds. What is that all about? Well, they explain this unapplied funds is really a holding account and the money doesn't go to the principal or to the payment until it is paid in full every month. Well, I'm thinking, well, the reason we have biweekly payments is because every dollar that goes to principal doesn't accrue interest. So if in 2 weeks you pay off a certain portion of your mortgage, that portion no longer gains interest. But if you have an unapplied funds account, that money is not growing in my account, in my investment account, and is not going to pay down the principal, it's really just sitting there. So I technically just paid you money for 2 weeks for no reason. And that's what is disgusting. Why would you hold my payment? Very simple. Interest. The longer you hold that loan, the greater the interest charges are going to be and the more they make. So how do you overcome this? That's the big question. Forget what they're doing, because obviously it's disgusting. They shouldn't be doing it. I'm sick of it, right? But how do you overcome this? You have to make principal only payments. You have to do it yourself. Unfortunately, they are not on your side. They can give you a little bit lower rate, but if they're preventing you from reducing the amount of interest you're paying, are they really cutting you a deal? So how do you do this? You have to make principal only payments. As I said, what you can do is divide that one payment into 12 or make one lump sum at the end of the year. Now, the mortgage company should be ashamed of themselves. It is a lot of work to do it manually, but worth the thousands of dollars you are going to save in the long run. I mean, how greedy can you get that you limit how people pay you so you can make more money? Now, I'm not saying they shouldn't get anything, but they shouldn't prevent us from doing better. So I suggest you review your mortgage. You get a rundown to see how much you will pay on your interest over the course of the loan. And what are some possible payment options that you can go through to reduce the amount that you pay over the course of your loan? So if you need a little bit of help, you can always schedule a consultation. We can review your mortgage statement and we can kind of talk about how you can use a mortgage calculator in order to determine what type of payments you can make and how much money you can save. Well, that is it for me. My name is AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.